last week we started the Mishnah on Lamehem and Aleph that says that you say Bari Pihuay. So when you eat a fruit, and it says the exception to the rule is wine. So it's a little strange. Why is wine an exception to the rule? If not for the special takana, super duper bracha, that you say Bari Pi Agofen, special takana, you would have said Bari Pihuay. That's what it appears from the Mishnah. Kutzman Ayan, Shalayan and Roimer Bari Pihuay. So you see from the Mishnah, yes, that on grape juice and on wine, you would have said Bari Piho Eitz, if not for the fact that they made a takana, Bari Piho Gofen. So the Gemara says on Amud Beis that the same is true regarding Shemen Zayis. If you take a look on Amud Beis, the Gemara has about 20 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul, V'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yechanan, Shemen Zayis, Mevarchan Ola, Bari Pihu Eitz. Then it's repeated again about 6 lines from the bottom. Gufo, Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul, V'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yechanan, Shemen Zayis, Mevarchan Ola, Bari Pihu Eitz. That taki you say, on Yayin, they made a special takana that instead of Bari Pihu Eitz, he said Bari Pihu Agofen, and on Shemen Zayis, they left it on the Ikar Adin, that is Bari Pihu Eitz. So what is the taka follow that on orange juice and on grapefruit juice, you should say Bari Pihu Eitz? On all juices, you say, that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. On all juices, you say, Bari Pihu Eitz. So that's a question. So the Gemara says later, on Lamed Ches, Lamed Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, Hai Dubsha, by the tiny letter Dalet in the Gemara, Hai Dubsha de Tamre, the two types of Dvash. There's Dvash, honey that bees honey, and then there's honey of Tamarim, from dates. Dates honey. So on honey that comes from a bee, what bracha are you going to say? Shachol. Okay. On bees honey, shachol. There's no other alternative. But the shahat is, what bracha do you say on honey that comes from tomorrow, from dates? Maybe just like on the dates you say bar pihoetz. Maybe on the honey you should also say bar pihoetz. So the Gemara says, not so. I do she the tamri, if you have the dvash from the honey, for the honey from the dates, Mavochan alave shahakol nihiya bidvara. My time is zeya bi almahu. What do you mean zeya bi almahu? Kiman ki haitana disnan. It's based on a Mishnah in Trumas, which is quoted in the Chulan, Daf Kufchal from the base. It says on the side of the Gemara. What does it say there in the Mishnah in Trumas? There's a machlekes hatanaim ablezer abishua. That's what we left off last week. Machlekes ablezer abishua. Dvash demorim, v'yein tapuchim, v'choymetz safavonios. Ushar mei perish al trumer ablezer mechayev kerem v'choymish. Abishua poita. What is kerem v'choymish all about? Azar, who eats, Azar, a non-kohen, is not permitted to eat truma. And if Azar eats a real bona fide truma deraisa, the punishment is misa v'dei shemayim. That's if he eats it amazing. What if he eats the truma b'shegig? So of course he doesn't get the misa v'dei shemayim b'shegig, but he needs a kapara. So in order to get a kapara, he has to give keren v'chaymesh to the kohen. Just like a mashal l'mad avadayma, the Gemara in Shabbos makes this mashal. Just like a mashal l'mad avadayma, a hashvor. That if a person violates an avera b'mezid for which he would have been chayiv kores, so he violates that avera b'shegig, he has to bring a korban chatos in order to get a kapar. So similarly here, this avera b'zar shachal truma is misa b'dei shemayim. Misa b'dei shemayim is lower than kores. The Gemara says in the end of my cotton, the kores is mochomer, misa b'dei shemayim is less chomer. Misa b'dei shemayim, the person dies by the age of 60. The Gemara says in kores, the person will die by the age of 50. Whatever that means, that's what it says in the Gemara. There's a question, the first page in the Avda Miluim, on Ebenezer. So the Avda Miluim quotes a passage from the Yerushalmi that claims the reverse, that Misa B'dei Shemayim is more chomer than Kores. No? We'll go there, we'll find out which is worse. They're both pretty good. We don't need the Misa B'dei Shemayim, we don't need the Kores. So the Gemara says such a moshel in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara has the moshel halacha l'maisa, to learn out certain halachas from this, that Misa, that Ker Mechaymish is to Misa B'dei Shamayim what Chatas is to Kores. So that din, that a Zar Shachal, Zar means a not Kohen, Zar Shachal Truma B'shegig, has to give Ker Mechaymish is only if he eats the pre that's Truma. What if it's not a pre? So then Epiz Rashi says it doesn't have a shame Truma on it. Rashi writes, Rabbi Shua Paiter, if you have orange juicer, apple juice or grapefruit juice from truma. So Rashi writes, well, grapefruit juice, apple juice, this, we assume that truma deraisa is only dogon tirish v'yitzar. So on apples and on oranges and on grapefruits, we would assume that it's anyway only derabbanan. It's not going to be a din deraisa anyway. It's not gonna, even if you eat the apple itself, we assume it's not going to be misa v'nishmai. But let's say according to the Rambam holds that all fruits are chayv and afrashas truma min haTorah. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that Trumas and Maisis on Baksar is only Midirabban. So it's usually assumed because Baksar is not Dovin Tirish V'Yitza. Baksar is a fruit that grows on a tree that people eat on Some people eat it on Tubishvat. So the Gemara says that Hafrasha's Trumas and Maisis on Baksar is only Midirabban. So the way we assume in Shulchan Aruch, because anything outside of Dovin Tirish V'Yitza is only Midirabban. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says not true. He says that all fruits, the Gemara says Maisa Yerek is Midirabbanon. Trumas and Maisas are vegetables on Midirabbanon. The Gemara never says, why don't the Gemara say Peris Ilan is only Midirabbanon? Never says in the Gemara. So the Rambam says it's not so. That if olives and grapes are Chayv and Trumas and Maisa, why should I distinguish between olives and grapes and the other fruits? Unless you say only Shivas Aminim. So say, dates and pomegranates and figs should also be chayv and shumas ma'isis menater. So the Rambam holds that all fruits are chayv menater, except for baksa. Baksa is not royal achilas odom. So if it's not royal achilas odom, human beings don't eat it. Behemoths eat baksa. So why chayv and shumas ma'isis? Shumas ma'isis is only if it's royal achilas odom. So that's the midirabbanon. It's a little bit royal achilas odom. Since some people do eat it, b'shas atchav, so the midirabbanon they are chayv. That's how the Rambam understands the Gemara. The Rabbi, his Masagan Rambam, says, no, Boxer is a normal royal achilas odom. Human beings do eat it. It's called St. John's bread. The holy tzaddik John used to eat, apparently, the Boxer. He must have been in the cave of Reb Shimon Baichoy. Must have been eating the Boxer together, whatever. And so the Rabbi, his Masagan Rambam, and he says, no, that the Boxer is regular royal achilas odom. And the reason why it's only midirabbanon, shumas ma'isim midirabbanon, because it's anything other than dog and tirish v'yitzah, it's only chay midirabbanon. Fine. So let's say over here, the Gemara is going to talk about over here about a zar who drank orange juice, which was truma. Someone was mafrish trumas and ma'isris on oranges, on grapefruits, on dates. And figs, whatever, and then he made juice out of it. So if the Tzar drinks the juice, he has to give Kerem Chemish. So you can ask Akasha, what is it according to the way we pass in Halacha that everything other than Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah is only with the Rabbanon? So there's not Misa V'Deish. There is no Misa V'Deish Shemayim with the Rabbanon. The rabbis can do a lot of things, but they can't give Misa V'Deish Shemayim. They can make an Isser. So they declare that it's Tevel, you have to be Mafish Chumas and Mises. They can give you a curse if they want to, you should drop that, but it's not going to be Misa V'Deish Shemayim. It's going to be a curse because you violated the Issa Dirabbanon. Parts Gedi, Shechen Anach, it's not going to be Misa V'Deish Shemayim for eating Tevel. So you can ask a question, so why is there Eber Bechlal? Why is there Kerem V'Choymesh if you're going to eat the orange itself, the orange of Truma? It's a good kasha, but that's what it says in the Mishnah. It said there is Kerem V'Choymesh. Even though normally we normally assume Kerem V'Choymesh the Shoigeg is in order to get a kapara and atonement for the Aver, that if he would have done it, it would have been Misa V'Deish Shamayim. So if he does the Aver, B'Shoigeg has to give Kerem V'Choymesh. So here it's not exactly 100% so. Here it's called the Tikkur Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. They patterned it after the Dinim Deraisa. Since if it would have been Truma Deraisa, there would have been Misa V'Deish Shamayim, and there would have been Kerem V'Choymesh. So even though Midir Rabbanon, even though Minatar, there's nothing over here. The whole thing is make believe Midir Rabbanon. So Misa V'Deish Shamayim, they can't make up Midir Rabbanon. That's not make believe. If it's not truma min haTorah, so there's no misa v'deish shemayim. But Kerem V'Choymesh, they did institute midirabbanon. See, here's the shaila. Somebody was mafrish truma on the oranges, and if the Tzar would have eaten the orange, b'shoigeg, it would have been chayv to give Kerem V'Choymesh to the kohen. He didn't eat the orange itself. He made orange juice out of it. So the orange juice is truma. So he goes and he drinks. The Tzar goes ahead and he drinks the orange juice. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. In the Mishnah Trumas, that's where it belongs. Perek Yidalef is about a Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigeg. There's one perek about Zar Shachal Truma B'Mezer, and one perek about Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigeg. Most of the Trumas is about Afrosh's Trumas. And this talks, the last couple of prokim, talk about a Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigeg and a Zar Shachal Truma B'Mezer. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. So we paskin, whenever there's machlekes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, we usually paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Usually, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Shamutihu, he was from the Beis Shammai, he was a Talmud from the Shitas Beis Shammai, so we usually don't accept his opinions, very rare. The Gemara says, Anita in the first page, there are only four cases where we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua distinguishes between mashkem ayotim and azesim and anovim. Olive oil and wine are the only two that have the shame pri, retain the shame pri, and all the other grapefruit juice and orange juice and apple cider and all the other juices are called zebi alma. It's not considered pri. What does Rashi read? Rabbi Shua Poiter. Rabbi Leza holds that mashkem ayotzim from all the peiris, adinim kiperis. And Rabbi Shua Poiter, the zebi alma hu vein shame tru machal aloha vein locha pri anita la mashke. The only two fruits that the mashkem ayotzim mehem have the din like the pri itself is zeisim anom. So the meila, since once we know that we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Elazar, so that's what this Mar Bar Avashi said. That's what Rashi said. Behind him Mar Bar Avashi. That's what Mar Bar Avashi said. That what? That on the honey that you get bees honey. There's only one possibility. It can't be mizaynus. It can't be hoetz. It can't be huadama. It comes from a bee. So the only answer is it's going to be shakal, like in any other miscellaneous food is shakal. But the shayla is, what about the dvash that comes from the tamar? Maybe that should be bar pihuetz. So he says, no, the only mashke hayotzim in aperis is dinam kipri, that it retains the din of bar pihuetz, is only wine. That's what it sounds from the Mishkan. Wine should have been bar pihuetz, but chutz min ayin is an exception to the rule that they made it a fancier brocha, then instead of bar pihuetz, they said bar pihagofen. And the same thing the Gemara says is Shem Zayis Mavarchan Rala Bar Pihuetz. We'll have to get to the details, but the Gemara says like that. Shem Zayis, say the Baruch Bar Pihuetz, Mashenik in the Mashkem Ayetzim from the other Paris is not.
They didn't make a special Baruch for the Zayis.
But the Gemara asks, why not? Why did they, how come Zayisim they left on the lower level? And how come wine is even fancier? Why does wine deserve a special Baruch and Zayisim we left behind? That it's the same old bar pihuetz. The Gemara gives a kvetches some kind of an explanation. Ahina, eh? Okay, the Gemara says something over here. Around 20 lines from the bottom, the Gemara asks, why is there a difference between wine and shemazites? Then on wine they made a special takana bar pihagofen, and on shemazites they left it on the original broch. Okay, so the Gemara gives an explanation. Yeah. Here on this Gemara.
Why does the apostle call it bach?
That's dvash, okay. There are two kinds of dvash. There's dvash tamarim and there's dvash dvorim. They're both called dvash. Dvash, I think, in biblical Hebrew means like Rashi writes on Parshas Tzav, there's a din, you're not allowed to be called tzav b'chol dvash, laksik loisak tirim menu yishel Hashem. The Rashi says dvash means pri b'chol nesikas pri. Any sweetness from a pri is called dvash. Not necessarily what we call honey. Anything from any pri is called dvash. So this is a question. Manishtana, why is Shem and Zayis and Yayin, why are these two singled out? Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say like that? The Gemara there in Chulin, if you look in the Gemara, the Gemara quotes there another Mishnah. If you know Mishnais, you don't need Gemara. What happened to our... He got married, he left the yeshiva. We used to have a fellow who used to quote Mishnais from all over, from Shas. He used to come in with a one-volume Mishnais and he used to shoot Mishnais all the time. We miss him, okay. So there's a, so the Gemara Chulin, Kuf Chafim Abbas quotes this Machlekes of Lezer Rebbe Yeshua. This is in Trumas, by the Zash Achal Trumas V'Shegig. The Gemara quotes another Machlekes, Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua, the same two Tanoim. In Orlo, one who we are Arlo, if you plant the tree, so you're not allowed to eat the fruits that grow the first 3 years, it's an Isar Arlo. So whoever eats Arlo gets Malkus. How does it say? The Sibay Lord and the Titan call it Machal are Atma Los and Sholoshan Marin Yelachem, Lo Ye Yachel. Lo Ye Yachel, you're not allowed to eat. So whoever violates the Lo Ye Yachel is going to get Malkus. So what happens if you drink the juice that you squeezed out from the Paris that are Arlo? So that's a Machalek, his Rablazer Abishu. So the Gemara says, "Ein sofkem misar boim mishumar la el al yetsim and azesim and min anovim." That's only Rabbi Yeshua says like that. The Gemara says, According to Rabbi Elazar, Amashkem Ayotzim from all the Peris is Dinam Kipri. And according to Rebbe, so you would get Malkus on the Amashkem Ayotzim from any Pri. And we pass in Halacha like Rabbi Elazar, that like Rabbi Yeshua, that only the Amashkem Ayotzim and Azeisim Anovim is Dinam Kipri, and all the others are Zeya Bialma, and there's no Malkus. What do you mean Zeya Bialma? So the Rambam says what it means is like this. Let's say we have a din, an eagle is a non-kosher bird. So if someone eats the flesh of an eagle, so you get malchus. A pasuk from Mishaloi says, what if the eagle lays an egg and you eat the egg? An ostrich, the pasuk says, bas hayano. An ostrich is a non-kosher bird, so what if it lays an egg? So the pasuk says, you're not permitted to eat bas hayano. So Gemara asks, what does it mean bas hayano? Only the female and the males of the ostrich family or laddie. Gemara says, no, bas hayana, mentioned in Chumash, refers to the beitz asayf tomei. That you're not allowed to eat, hayotim in her asr is also asr. So the Rambam writes, but that's only learned that from a drasha. Bas hayana, the pshuta shel mikra, that the yana goes on the bird itself, on the flesh of the bird. The Gemara made a drasha, the Torah Shabbat Peh makes a drasha, reading in between the lines, that it's coming, the bas hayana comes to include also the beitz asayf tomei. So the Rambam says that there's no malchus on that. Tosfos happens to disagree. Tosfos in Chulin and Perek El Treifus disagrees with the Rambam. Rav Chaim has a whole piece on that in the Sefer. But according to the Rambam, it's easier to understand. So here, if you have oranges that are orla and you squeeze out the juice, so that's really mashkim hayotzim. So that should be like hayotzim in ha'osim. So that's what the Rambam says. That's why there's no malchus. If you drink the orange juice, shal orla, or the apple juice, or the grapefruit juice, whatever, many other fruit other than Zeisim Anovim, is Dat Dinim Kipri, so it's Hayyitzim in Ha'asa Rasa, Hayyitzim in Ha'asa is Ein Aloike. According to Tosfos, you have a problem. Tosfos holds that if you eat the Beitzos of Tome, you get Malkus. Hayyitzim in Ha'asa Rasa, you get Malkus, like if you eat the original Dover Ha'asa itself. So what does Rabbi Shua say? That the Mashkem Hayyitzim in Zeisim Anovim is Dinim Kipri, you get Malkus. Mashkem Hayotzim from Shar Peiris is not Dinim Kipri, so you don't get Malkus. So it's not Dinim Kipri, so it's Yotze. Now Yotze is also Malkus. So it's a problem. But the Rambam understands Kipshuta. That's where Rabbi Chaim breaks his head to try to figure out what's going on according to Tosfos. But according to the Rambam, it's easy to understand what it is. Hayotzim and Ha'asar is Asar, is only an Isar Esay. It's like a Chatzi Shia. The Rambam compares it to Chatzi Shia, that Yehina like it. It's an Isar Deraisa, Yehina like it. Yeah, Rashi over here, and I daf lamet chesam and aleph, Rashi, 10 lines from the top, writes Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, he says, Ein shem truma chal alav. Truma is only chal on something that's a pri. If it's not a pri, so mashkim ayotzim and azeis mandom is dini kipri. So if a zar will eat it, he ate truma. But if a zar will eat the orange juice, so there's no isa truma because it's not a pri. So that's the famous Chumra of Rav Elvela Soloveitchik. He said that in Eretz Yisrael, he said when they make orange juice, so you have to be midrabbanon, you have to be mafresh trumas maisis on oranges also. We assume in Atura, the mitzvah of afreshes trumas maisis only applies to dogon tirush v'yitza. And all the other fruits and vegetables only midrabbanon. So fine, so midrabbanon. So you have to be mafresh trumas maisis on the oranges because it's all tevel. What if you squeeze out the oranges and you weren't yet mafresh trumas maisis, so you have now orange juice. So Rav Elvela assumes that the orange juice is tevel because it started off, the oranges were tevel, so the orange juice is going to be tevel. So what are you going to do now? You're going to be mafresh trumas maisis on the mashkim ayotzim. So Rashi wrote, we pass on like Rabbi Shua, ain shem truma chal alav. Shem truma can't be chal on orange juice. So Rav Elvela said, achumer, that the companies have to be mafresh trumas maisis when it's still in the state of oranges. If they'll first squeeze it out and make the grapefruit juice and the orange juice and so on, then they want to be mafresh, it's too late. And the Chazanish disagreed. The Chazanish said, Bimonafshach. If you're going to say that it still has an Issa Tevel, so you have to say that it has you have the ability to be mafresh, trumas, and maisis. If you're going to tell me it doesn't have a shame pri, according to Rabbi Shua on the orange juice, doesn't have a shame pri, so it shouldn't have a shame Tevel. You can't have it both ways. The Chumri, you can't have it both ways. And Rav Elvela said no. Rav Elvela said no. Once the oranges became tevel, so it's all also b'achila. So then if you squeeze out the juice, so the juice, even if you can't be mafresh trumas amaisis now, it no longer has the ability to be matirit, the yisa tevel, but it can still have an yisa tevel. It can still retain the yisa tevel. Because then you show that that's impossible. Okay, there is no such thing.
The rest of Rashi is being on paper, it's like he's giving the reasons for that.
Ein lecha pri anita lamashka zeisam adam bolvad.
Rashi is saying that nowadays that we have to lose.
Oh, that's what we got to discuss. What about nowadays? That's what we're up to. Okay.
The Gemara that you asked the Kasha and Tosos, why there is no Malkus,
right,
in the case of Mashka, which are not Zaysim. Why don't you just simply say that it's Zayah Ba'alma? It's lower than just an egg. That taking the juice is even lesser than taking Yotzim and Asraz.
Why should that be so?
You just say it's Zayah Ba'alma.
What does that mean, Zayah Ba'alma? Why don't you say the egg is also Zayah Ba'alma?
No, egg is mamashos. This is liquid, you know.
Don't know. The Gemara says this whole sugi and chulin kuf chaf and beis is discussing that topic, that shtir bechalal achila. Whenever the Torah has a din that applies to eating, like you're not allowed to eat tevel, so the din even applies if you're drinking the tevel, shtir bechalal achila. So why should it be manishtana? Why should it be different if shtir bechalal achila? So why shouldn't you have the same, why shouldn't every zeh b'yam of a liquid be the same as a yaitse? A yaitse, that's an oifel.
I mean, the gabi bracha, we say
it doesn't have a shame free.
Right, we say shahako already.
According to the Rambam, we understand why. You can't say bari pri who eats. It's not a pri.
Right.
It doesn't retain a shame free. The only two juices that retain a shame free are zemashkim ayotzim and azesim and anol. All the others are not called a pri. It's a michael though. So you say shahako. It's a miscellaneous michael. So according to the Rambam, it's nicha. That the Rambam says that on a yotze there's no malchus, but according to Tosfos that on a yotze there is malchus, it's a problem. So how do you decide that Zeh B'Alma is a lower level than yotze? I don't know. You've got to come up with some answer. I don't know. So you have this machlekes in the Mishnah, so Blaz Reb Shua, it appears in two places. You have it in Trumas, Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Beis. That's the Brisa quoted here, Alamed Chesem and Aleph, 10 lines from the top. And then they refer you to Chulin, and the Masoras HaShas, they tell you to look in Chulin, Kuf, Chof, and Mebeis. They didn't tell you to look in Chulin. Sometimes they write Ayin Shom. It says Ayin Shom that they're giving you instructions to look in Chulin. It doesn't tell you to look in Chulin. But if you look in Chulin, so they will refer you. If you know Mishnayis, you don't need all these Marmakamis. If you don't, for those of us who don't know Mishnayis, so they will refer you to the Mishnayis in Orlo, where there's a Machlek Zab Lezer Reb Yeshua about Mashkim Hayotzim Min HaPerish Al Orlo. The you get Malkus. So Rav Lezer says the Mashkim Hayotzim from all the Peris, the Malkus, Rav Lezer, and Rav Yeshua, whose opinion is accepted, says only a Mashkim Hayotzim and Azeis Mandav. So that's a Shalom, Manishtana. Why is it different over here? Mashkim Hayotzim and Azeis Mandav, why is it different? So Tosis raises the issue here. And Lamed Ches Amar Alev Haiduv Shedetam Rebroch and Olev Shahakol. That's what the Gemara quotes Mar Bar Rashi. They quoted Mar Bar Rashi, and they said, since the Machlekes of Lezer Rav Yeshua, he passed like Rav Yeshua, so it follows, V'hainu kemar Baravashi, Rashi, the stock that's like Rabbi Shua, corresponds to what Mar Baravashi said, that the nedvash that oozes out from the dates, one says, Shahakal ni'ebidvar. Means because it's not mashkma yotzim and azayisim adam. So Tosis quotes the Seifa halachas gedoilois. Tosis writes, Hai duvshe the tami is shahakal, v'chein mashkim akol mini peris, on all fruit juices, the bracha, orange juice, apple juice, all the other juices, the bracha, shahakal, except for tirish v'yitzar, on tirish is wine. So you should have said bar pi huetz, but the Mishnah says they made a fancier bracha, bar pi agafen. And on yitzar, and on, do you ever say bar pi ha'etz, on wine? The Mishnah has a machleki satanayim. What if you didn't do mezigah? You're supposed to do mezigah that the wine, years ago, the wines were too sharp to drink normally. So everybody used to do mezigah. Used to mix in water to some extent or another. Today, all the wines are already diluted so much. It's a suffix, maybe it's already shahaka. Before you even begin, maybe it's shahaka. So the Mishnah has a machlekes hatanoim. What if a person drinks wine and he didn't do mezigah? Where is that machlekes? At the end of the parish, no? At the end of Shlosh HaShachar? Anun Amid Aleph, the last line in the Mishnah. It's not the last line on the Yom, but the last line in the Mishnah. Emuvarch malayan sheyitan letocha mayim divra blazer. You don't say the special fancy soup of brocha bar piagofen unless you did mezike and you mixed in wine. We pass like the rabbanon. The ayan sheyin amazud you do say Bar Pi Hagafen anyway. But according to Ablezer, you don't say Bar Pi Hagafen. So what bracha do you say? So you say Bar Pi Hoitz. Same as Shem and Zayis. That the Gemara says you say Bar Pi Hoitz. So on wine that didn't have mezikin, it doesn't have the special chashivas, not that gishmak, doesn't have the special chashivas that it should, the chacham should require that it should say Bar Pi Hagafen on it, so it remains in the category with the Shem and Zayis that you say Bar Pi Hoitz on it. That's the Pashtus. The Tosfos over here on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph quotes, so you say on the Shem and Zayis you say Bar Pi Hoitz, and on the grape juice you say sometimes Bar Pi Hoitz and sometimes Bar Pi Hagafen, and not like the Apukim Halachas Gedolos, not like the opinion of the Halachas Gedolos, that's one of the from the period of the Gaonim Shepirish the Marish and also the Tocha Mayim. The Halachas Gedolos says, all the Rishonim quote on this Gemara. The Halachas Gedolos says that when does Mar Baravashi say that you say Shahakol on the Dvash of the Tamarim, only if he mixed it in, you diluted it with water. That's why you say Shahakol. The Dubsha the Tam is just giving flavor to Kool-Aid. He's drinking Kool-Aid. And the Dubsha the Tam gave a little flavoring to the Kool-Aid. But if he really drinking Dubsha the Tam alone, he took the tamarim and he liquefied it somehow or another. So he says, then you say Bar Pi Hoitz. So Tosfos says, we don't accept the opinion of the Halachas Gedolos. What are they fighting about? What's the machlokes? So the Rishonim assume here that it's a machlokes, that's the issue that you raised before. According to Rabbi Shu, we pass like Rabbi Shu. Chutz ben amashk me ayetz ben azeis mandom, banishtana. Why is mashk me ayetz ben azeis mandom different? Is that Xeris HaKosuf? Because the Chumash gives chashivas. Dogon tirosh v'yitzah. So tirosh is wine, and yitzah is shem and zayis. So the Torah singles out these two. Mashkim ha'yetz v'nazes v'nam ha'singled out. Sure, it's achok, ha'gzeres ha'kosuv. Or perhaps it goes with the svara. What could the svara be? So some Rishonim say, because not the inshia daita the hachi. That's why people plant grapes. I assume they're probably two different kinds of grapes. There's mishama that probably eating grapes. And grapes that are planted specially by now, the farmers probably figured out which grapes are better to make wine from them, which grapes are better for eating purposes. So hefer, so this opinion of the halachas gedolos, this minority opinion, can't say hefer the rishonim, they're not accepted because they're the minority. So this minority opinion holds that it's not because of exeris hakosim mashkan yesman azeis manov tirish v'yitzah singled out by the chumash. It's rather because olives, in Eretz they eat a lot of olives raw, the way they are. They cook olives, they eat raw olives. When you go to the hotels, the olives are coming out of your ears. They have so many olives. So these Rishonim hold, some of the two kinds of olives. The olives that they plant, Aldas, they should be eaten the way they are. And the olives that they plant, they make olive oil, olive juice. So those that are planted, Aldas, to make olive oil from them, then the olive oil is Dino Kimashka. Those that are planted, to eat the way they are, is not necessarily so. So if you have any other fruit, let's say oranges, there are juice oranges and they were eating oranges, apples, they probably figured out, the apple juice companies probably figured out which apples are better to plant to make apple juice from. Not all apples are so juicy. So those apples that are specially planted, Aldas, to make apple juice, on that apple juice you say Bar Pi Hoitz. That's the opinion of the Halachas Gedolos. So he says that the Dufsha de Tamrei is if they planted tamar and baldas to make the dubsha the tamar, so then the dubsha the tamar is going to be Bar Pi Hoitz. If you look over here on page Chav Zayinim and Aleph in the Rif, the Dafim in the Rif, so they have on the margin, on the left margin, you have the Shilti Gibarim. So the Shilti Gibarim often quotes from the Riyaz. Yishach writes in Yerideya that you shouldn't get confused, that there are two different Rishonim who are known with the Rashi Tevis Riyaz. One is Rabbi Yitzchak Erzarua. He was from Vienna. He was from the Talmud of the Balei HaTosfos, the group of the Balei HaTosfos. And but he's not the one who's quoted over here. This is Rabbi Yishaya Achranzal. It was a Tosfos Rid who was from Italy. So he was the Tosfos Rid, the grandfather. Then he had a grandson who was named after him. He knows Rabbeinu Yeshaya Achron Zal. The latter Rabbeinu Yeshaya is opposed to the grandfather, and he often quotes Mori Zekeni Harab, Mem Zayin Hei, my grandfather. He often quotes his grandfather, Mori Zekeni Harab, Mem Zayin Hei. So here that's what the Riyaz is always quoted by the Shulti Yivarim. He's not to be confused. A lot of times the Riyaz and the Riyaz disagree. So the Shach says, don't get confused. They're two different people, two different Riyazes. So here this Riyaz on page Chav Zayin and Aleph, in between the letter Aleph and Beis of the Shulti Yivarim. So he quotes a discussion from the Gaonim. Look, this appears in the Rambam. The sugar cane. So sugar cane grows on a bush. Stalk. So they so some had the practice to chew sugar cane and to suck out the juice. And some had the practice to cook the sugar cane and by cooking it to get out the whole sweetness, the flavoring, and to make rock candy. Then when I was a little boy, I haven't seen it since, but I was a little boy, over 60 years ago, I remember my grandparents used to give me rock candy. So I say shahakal on it. They quote that the Vilna Gaon used to, as a child, as a baby, he used to enjoy eating the rock candy. It's just solid sugar, a chunk that looks like glass. And you suck it, and it's like a sugar, a piece of sugar. So, and then when the Vilna Gaon started to learn, at the age of two or three, whatever it was, and realized that it's a machlokes harishonim what bracha, you say, on the sugar, on the rock candy, they say he stopped eating it. That's right, no more. At a very young age, he realized, because the Rambam quotes that there are three shitas, what bracha you say. But some gaonim say that you say bar pri who eats, and some claim that the bracha is bar pri adama, and the Rambam thinks they're both not right. He thinks the correct bracha is shahakal nivadvore, and he's talking about both cases. So he's talking about sucking the cane itself. That's one machlekes, sucking the cane itself. And the other machlekes is, you cooked it, you wish. Maybe hashlokas. You cooked the cane and you got all of the sugar flavoring out and then you made the rock candy out of it. So some go in and say that that's bar pi hoitz. And others say bar pi adama. Fine, that's the shayla. Is it called the tree or not? We'll have to learn the next daf. Daf from above discusses what qualifies for bar pi adama and what qualifies for bar pi hoitz. Okay. But atzad hashav shebehem, those gaonim hold, as the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Hey, Hakanim Hamasukim, the sugar cane, Shesochtem Osam, you squeeze it out, the Mevashlem Emeim, Ach Yikve, the Yidam El Hamelach, it looks like salt, but it doesn't taste like salt, it's sugary. Kol Hagonim Amim Shem Grochon Al Bar Pi Adom, Miktosim Amim Bar Pi Hates, V'chein Omru, and similarly they said not only if you eat the rock candy, is it either bar pi adama bar shemotzit toisim kan mivarch bar pi adama, or if you suck it, you chew it in your mouth. But anyway, man, the Rama disagrees on everything. Shein ze pri ve mivarch mel avel shahakol, and it can't be better than dvash tamar. The Gemara says that dvash tamar and shahakol name of dvar. So the Riyaz over here refers you to this machlokes, and he explains that that's the issue over here. Manishtan is Eismandov, and why do we pass like Rabbi Yeshua that only Mashma Yetzman as Eismandov is different? Is it because it's singled out by the Torah, Le Mal Yusa, Tirish Be Yitzer, or is it because not the Incha died to the Hachi? So he says that's why the Gainim are of the opinion. Near Biena, Shadvash, in the second line in the Riyaz, on page Chav Zayin and Aleph. Hadvash, Yetzman, Akanim, Shosim, Menu, Atzuker. Or bar pi hoitz, like the Rambam quotes one opinion. Shein ze daim le dvash tmar. Umei peri shein dark and mekach. That's unusual to make orange juice. They know tim kanim ele bavor. But over here, since that's what they planted for, they know tim kanim ele bavor advash shalahem, kmo she know tim azeis, mavor ha-shem shalahem, arei shem en zayis, ki zayis, chen advash ha-tzuk, shal ha-kanim, hu ki kanim az kamavu, bekuntrus ha-rayis. He wrote a whole sefer that's available in the stores, Kuntrus Arayis, where he proves all of his points. He often quotes here the bottom line on the page. In the Shulta Gemara also, he's referring to his Kuntrus Arayis. Okay. So that's a major machlokes Rishonim. So according to some Rishonim, on orange juice that the companies plant specially, all of these oranges are specially for juice. And apple juice, they plant these apples specially to make the apple cider. So then, according to this minority opinion, that would have been bar pihetz. We don't pass them like that. We pass them mashka yesman azesman adam zakzeres hakosuf. We assume the Torah gives it chashivas of pri zakzeres hakosuf. Some poskim write what a b'di'evit by mistake a person says bar pihetz on orange juice. So then mistama b'di'evit you would be yotzeh. Would at least be a suffik brachas lahakel. If it's a machlokes arishonim and there's a significant minority opinion, the Rambam quotes kol ha'goyim aimru. Call the Gainim Amr that is Bar Piho Adam, and some of the Gainim say that it's Bar Piho Eitz. So he's quoting a lot of opinions like that. So it's hard to say that B'di'evit you're not Yotze. According to them, if you have orange juice, B'di'evit, if you're L'chatchila, the bracha should be Shahakol, because we pass like the Taisis. B'di'evit, if a person would say Ha'etz or Ha'adamah, B'di'evit, he would be Yotze. Yeah, there's a Taisis on Yud Beis Amin Aleph. Rabbi Kivega picks on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. This is disgusting. A person says, Umar has a case, a person has a cup of beer, and the bracha on beer is shahakol nivadvar. That's what it says in the Gemara. This is going to pick on that too. How come we don't say bari minim zaynus on the cup of beer? We'll get to that. But so far, the Gemara says that if you have a kasa de shikra, a cup of beer, the bracha, correct bracha, shahakol nivadvar. He thought that it was a kasa de chamer. He thought that it was a cup of wine. So he says, bar pi agofen. Then he realizes that it's beer. So you're not yotze, the pashup shat and rimara, you're not yotze with bar pi agofen on beer. If it would be the reverse, if you thought it was beer and you said shahakol, if you thought it was beer and you said shahakol, then it turns out that it's wine. So but if you said shahakol on wine, you're yotze. That's the Mishnah later in there. But if you thought that it was wine and it turns out that it's beer and you said bar pi agofen, so bar pi agofen is the incorrect bracha, doesn't apply at all to beer. So you're not yotze even b'di'evit. So Tosis says, Tosis interprets him, what if he corrects himself, tech b'di'evit, says bracha toshama kenem alcha olam, bar pi agofen, then he smells it before he starts tasting it, he realizes that it's beer, it's not wine. So he says, shahakol nivadvar. So if he corrects himself, tech b'di'evit, so Tosis says it's okay. The Tosis discusses a case where a person made a mistake. Mihoy Yom Rabbi Nachnanim, Hoy Yodeh Bebir Shatoh B'dibur. Person, no, the Tosis on Yud Beis Amin Aleph, Lo Lasu Yeh Nahamo. So they talk about a case, person, Mihoy Yom Rabbi Nachnanim, I don't know who the Rach is here. Mihoy Yodeh Bebir Shatoh B'dibur, Shomer Bar Priho Eitz, Tachas Bar Pri Hagofen. He wants to drink a cup of wine, and by mistake he says bar pihoetz, and b'di'evit you're not yoetz. If you say bar pihoetz, you have to repeat the bracha. But he corrects himself terch de dibur. Oh, so Taisa said that's the halacha. He corrects himself terch de dibur. The b'terch de dibur yachal asma. Chaim b'yonta b'chasima. He said mekadosh al Shabbos, and today's not Shabbos. You're supposed to say mekadosh yisrael b'hazmanim. And terch de dibur corrects himself, so it's okay. If you correct the ending of the bracha, terch de dibur, it's okay. So it would appear from the Tosfos that if he didn't correct himself and you said Bari Priho Eitz on the cup of wine, you're not Yotze B'di'evit. So that's where Rabbi Kivega picks on Tosfos, says, why not? Mashma Mizeh, the second line from the bottom of the Amud in the Gilyon Hashas, in the normal editions of the Gemara. Mashma Mizeh, Dibirach Halayayim Bar Pehetz Layotze, V'chein Kosva Magan Avram, Shem Chuvas Riha Levi. That's the brother of the Taz, wrote the Shalas Chuvas Sefer Riha Levi. Taz was a Levi. The Tamu Ali, Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand why, but the Mishnah says that on all on Laman Hamad Aleph, the Mishnah we just learned, that on all fruits that grow on a tree, say Bar Pirates, except for Yayin, that you say Bar Piagofen, fancy a bracha. Why is Yayin an exception to the rule? Because Shemen Zayas, Alamashkem Ayetzman, Azayzman Dovim, retains a Shem Pri, so he really should have said Bar Pirates on Yayin and on Shem and Zayin. So they made an exception to the rule by Yayin because they gave it a fancier bracha. But by mistake, he said, Bari Pri Ha Eitz. How can you say that you're not Yotze B'di'evit? That's the correct bracha. That bracha does apply. It should have been Bari Pri Ha Eitz. How can you say the B'di'evit you're not Yotze? If you're reading Shem and Zayin, L'chatchil, he's supposed to say Bari Pri Ha Eitz. So, and if you have, let's say, you just saw the Mishnah on Daf Nun, according to the Tana Rav Leizer, okay, we don't pass like Rav Leizer. According to the Tana Rav Leizer, if you have Yayin that didn't have Mezigah, yayin that needs mezigah, and it's very strong, and you didn't do the mezigah, so he says that you don't say bar pi agofen. Then what do you say? You say bar pi hoitz. So how can you say the b'diyeved? You're not yoytzev. You say bar pi hoitz on wine. That's Rabbi Kevega's kasha. V'tamu ali the yayin shem peri olav the hamurachem bari pri hagofen. You call it a pri. And mashkema yetzman azaisman, and love retains the shame pre for orlon for truma purposes. And Cain shapen var bar pihoitz, but he ever said bar pihoitz. He said the right bracha. It does fit in. El the hoylo the var yoyse shum igefen. It should have been more mafurat. Should have said bar pihagofen, which is a fancier bracha because it's more detailed. And Cain lo gar mebirch shahakol, but the ever if he said shahakol am wanyi yoyse. How can he say that he said bar pihoitz and not yoyse? Achazem atzasi beres Hashem is bracha, but she was ginis for rodim. Paskins that b'di'evad you are yetzi against the Tosfos. Magen Avraham also doesn't quote the Tosfos. Magen Avraham quotes the Tshuvas Riyah Levi by the brother of the Taz. He says on his own, he says like this. So why does Tosfos Taka hold that you're not yetzi b'di'evad with bari pri ha'gofen, bari pri ha'eitz on wine? Strange. How come you're not yetzi? If on Shem and Zayis, that's what you say l'chatchila, bari pri ha'eitz. So the Tosfos, that same Tosfos, we will be just looking. Alamet Ches Amar Aleph, Ibrahim Askel Hay Guf Shede Tamri. So that Tosfos raises an issue. The second half of the Tosfos, Shecha Didan, Hakam and our beer. Why do we say Shahakalam beer? The Gemara says, and you base Amar Aleph, we just saw. If he has a kasa de shichra, a cup of shechor, so the correct bracha should be shahakal niya b'dvar, right? And if by mistake you say bar pri hagofen on a cup of beer, you're not yotzei, but if by mistake you said shahakal niya b'dvar on the wine, then b'di evad you are yotzei. That's what it says on Yud Beis Amar Aleph. So Tosfos wants to know, why do you say shahakal on beer? Why don't you say mezonos? Because the Gemara says that vegetable soup is bar pri hagofen, even if they know here's the Tosfos Lamites Amar Aleph. Tosfos Lamites Amar Aleph, the little Tosfos, Maya de Silko Kisilko. Silko is a vegetable. Silko is usually assumed to be beets. So let's say they make borscht. They make some kind of a borscht soup. So the Gemara says, Maya de Silko Kisilko. Whatever bracha you would have said if you eat beets themselves, Bar Pi Adama. So on the borscht, you say also bar pi adama, baruch anei bar pi adama, afal pi shem ba'al amayim. I strained out all the beets. It's only liquidy. I don't have any beets. Afal pi shem ba'al amayim v'tam ha'irakos. It only has the flavor of the beets. I cooked the beets in it. Baruch aleim kashi baruch alei irakos. I frek teisa akasha avagav te'amin aliyah de mei pei rezeh bi'almahu. So Tosfos says yesh lechalek. Ar the Gemara says that all other may peris other than mashkema yotzman azesim anovim, all the other may peris ashahakol. So manishtana, why is it different over here? Maya de silka. Why is vegetable soup? Why do you say bar pi adama on vegetable soup? Why don't you say on all may peris? Why do you say on all may peris? Why do you say shahakol? The Tosfos says the kasha, and they say yesh lechalek. They don't tell you what the secret is. What's the teretz? So here, take a look on Lamed Ches Amar Aleph. The second half of the Tosfos Haidusha the Tamar. So they ask a kasha. The Sheikha Didan or Sheikha in the days of the Gemara. The same thing. Sheikha in the days of the Balei Tosfos. They think. Got to check in history books. Tosfos thinks that the Sheikha in the days of the Balei Tosfos had more strength, had more flavoring from the kernels of grain than it did in the days of the Gemara. Okay. Sheikha didan afagav tishem yeshmem kazais da achilas pras. Maybe it has more flavoring, more ta'am from the kernels of grain. So Tosfos asked the kasha, why don't you say bar min mezonos? Just like on vegetable soup, you say bar pi adoma, maya de silki, that's on lamites amar aleph, maya de silki kisilki. The Gemara says, "My the kulishlokas kishlokas." Not only silky as beets, all vegetables like that. Whenever you have vegetable soup, even though you strained out all the vegetables, that's what tastes apli shein bo'alamayim. Tama irakas. Nonetheless, he say mevorach kashi yivorach ala irakas. Say bari pi adama. Why don't you say bari min mizaynis on beer? That's tastes kashim. They give a few terutz. They give three terutz. Tez gives three terutz. On Laman Chesem and Al. So the third teretz is quoted extensively by the Magen Avraham and the Prima Godim with respect to several other cases, not only here. The last line in that teretz is Haidufsha. The Magen Avraham and the Prima Godim quote this extensively, that on all beverages, the bracha is always shahakol. The Chachamim only introduced chiluke brachas on macholim, on foods, that a food is sometimes mezainis, and is sometimes ha'eitz, and is sometimes ko'adama, and if you have nothing better, nothing fancier, then a shahakol. But on anything you say shahakol. But on beverages, on shtia, Tosfos says that beer is a beverage. People drink beer when they're thirsty. So on beverages, they say chiddush that the bracha is always shahakol. So how come the Gemara says that shemen zayis is bar pri ha'eitz? We just saw the Gemara lamed vav lamed base, no lamed heyamed base on the bottom. 20 lines from the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom. Shemen zayis mevachon all the bar pri ha'eitz. So the Achrayim point out that the Gemara wants to know what's the case that you say bar pri ha'eitz. Hechidami here, 5 lines from the bottom of lamed heyamed base. What is that case that you say bar pri ha'eitz when you're drinking shemen zayis? You have a bottle of olive oil, and you say bar price if you want to drink it. So the Gemara says, no, you don't say then. Ilaima, if you're going to say the pshat is the koshosile, he's drinking a bottle of olive oil, azuki komazikle, the Gemara says, that's not normal. Either you don't say bracha at all, or you say shahakal. If you drink a bottle of shemen zayis, you don't say bar piwaits, because azuki mozikle, it's unhealthy, and that's not a normal way to eat shemen zayis. Normal way is to pour it on a salad or to pour it into some soup or something, but not to drink a cupful, not to drink it straight from the bottle. To drink shemen zayis, so azuki kamazikle, you're not going to say bar piwaits. So the Gemara says, "Ela, 3 lines on the bottom, kochle al de pas." He's dipping his bread into olive oil. So the Gemara says, "Dipping his bread, yoch yavale pasik of the heat tofel." The stan zeh klal koshrik v'imat tefelam v'varach alik apartis atfelam. So he says, "I might see lachmanot on the bread. If you shmir on butter or margarine on the bread, or you put on salt, you don't say a separate bracha on the margarine. That's a nikkur in the tofel. So you only say bracha moitzi. So if you dip your challah into olive oil, maybe healthy." Whatever, but you don't say a separate bracha on the olive oil. So the Gemara says, must be that it's pouring olive oil into a bowl of soup. The last line. El the koshosale adi anigra. What's anigra? Maya de silka. Anigra is some kind of a soup that has vegetables cooked in. And he pours in a little of olive oil to add flavoring. So the Gemara says also, it's an anigra in a tofa on the top line. In Cain, if that's what it is, it's a vegetable soup with a little olive oil poured in. You don't say bracha. Gemara says we're talking about a special case. He has a sore throat. He has some kind of infection in his mouth. And the doctors in the days of the Tanoim would recommend, I don't know if the doctors today would recommend the same eitzer, that he should have a lot of shemen zayis in his mouth. So he has this soup, this anigram, but he's not really interested in drinking the soup. He wants to really drink the shemen zayis, but to drink the shemen zayis alone is azuki kamazik, it's not healthy. So he's going to pour in an extra dosage, not just a little bit of shemen zayis into the vegetables, he's going to pour a lot of shemen zayis. Notice in shemen harbe the tochan nigra, and the Gemara says on the 5th line, 6th line from the top, notice in shemen harbe the tochan nigra on a baleya. So then that's, so it's not that the ikir is going to be it's vegetable soup with a lot of shemen zayis. So it's not an ikir and a tofel. In that direction, it's in the reverse. It's an ikir and a tofel in the other direction. He's really interested in drinking the shemen zayis, but to drink shemen zayis alone is azuki kamazikle, which means either no broch at all. Rashi learns no broch, and other Rishonim say it's shahakol, but you're not going to say bar pi ha'eitz. So the only time it's normal, it's not azuki kamazik, is he's going to have the vegetable soup together with the shemen zayis harbe. So the ikir is the shemen zayis, and the vegetable soup is the tofel. That the shemen zayis shouldn't be mazikim. Such a case, so you say, bari prihuay. So the Gemara says, oh, that's the case. Pshita? What's pshita? So pshita that you say, bari prihuay. I would have never thought of it. Pshita, I mean, pshita, I can figure it out from the Mishnah, that it says on all fruits you say bari pri ha'etz, except for wine. Why should wine have been bari pri ha'etz in the first place? They say, at least mashkami yezman ha'zeis ma'novim is dinim kipri, except that yain has a fancier brach, Hashem's eyes was left behind, so it should remain with bar pihoit. So the Gemara said, pshita nu, that you can figure that out from the Mishnah. So what do you need the Amarai for? The Gemara says, ma with the tema, one might have thought, kevin the refuah kamachavein, lalavar chalei klal, since people only do this when they're sick. So this is really a medicine. It's a medicine, you don't say a bracha, kamash malan. No, when do you not say a bracha on medicine if it doesn't taste good? But if it tastes, if it's tasty, then you say bracha on the medicine. If it's sugar-coated medicine, then you say bracha because it has a flavor. Given the islay hanaminei boy bruche, if all you have is the medicine, the pill, then you don't say bracha. But over here, the medicine is the shemen zayis, and he put in, and he mixed it in with vegetable soup that it shouldn't be mazikim. So then you do say bracha. It's tasty. So the shaila is on this gemara. If Tosfos says that all beverages. Tosfos wrote on Lamin Chesam and Alf, the last line, and that's the accepted answer of Tosfos, that all beverages are shahakol. So how did Shema's eyes all of a sudden become bari pri ha'etz? Shema's eyes should also be shahakol. So the Achrayim point out, you look in the Rashi, five lines from the bottom of Lamin Hamad base, Gemara says, d'shosele adi anigroin, that he's going to mix the Shema's eyes into the vegetable soup. So Rashi writes, adi anigroin, what's an anigroin? Min machel hu, no some tocha shemen. And it's mentioned in the Mishnayis, v'shanim in Mishnayis, b'kamim b'kamis. It's mentioned in the Mishnayis in many places. The Rashi writes that the anigro in the soup is a meichel. Aye, but the soup is a liquid. Yeah, it's a liquid meichel. That's shah. What's the status of a soup? Is a soup a meichel or a mashkin? A soup is not a beverage. A soup is a liquid food. People drink soup. People eat soup in order to fill themselves up. How much soup do you have to drink in order to say a bracha achrayim? So we usually assume in halacha, not all the Rishonim hold like this. This is the Rambam's opinion that if you're eating a maichel, you have to eat a kazayis to say a bracha achrayim. And when you're drinking a mashke, you have to drink a revius. A revius is a beitza or machza, an egg and a half. And a kazayis is either a chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. So there's quite a discrepancy between a kazayis and a revius. A kazayis is either half a beitza or a third of a beitza. And a revius is a beitza or machza, an egg and a half, the volume of an egg and a half. So the shaila is, how much soup does a person have to drink in order to say bracha achrayinu? It's vegetable soup, clear vegetable soup. All the vegetables were pureed, and there are no chunks, and they strained out all the vegetables, like Tosfos described. Yeah, the Tosfos, mayi desilka, afal pi shein b'al hamayim. We strained out all of the vegetables. So it says, it's the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim that the shear for drinking of soup for the purpose of bracha achrayinu is kazayis. Why is it kazayis? So Ramosha has a whole tshuva. Ramosha wants to dingzach with the Chayyadim. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim. Why? So Ramosha explains, it's based on Igmar in the last parak in Yuma, that even if you drink something that's in the liquid form, but it's not a beverage, it's a food in the liquid form. So that has the din of an oichel, that's not considered a mashke. And the shiur for bracha achrayin is kazayis.
Roshakta, can you give a different answer to this kasha of the Achronim as far as this Tosfos, along with Kes? Maybe the Tosfos was saying what I was saying before, that the mashkim is a zeya ba'alma. So when it comes to zeisim and avim, then we talk and say as a din of mashka, and therefore that's the gemara over here by anigro. But all other liquids, then Tosfos says, is a lower level, and that's what he says, you make a bracha shahako.
What does that mean? That zeya ba'alma is a lower level?
Lower level, then, we don't apply the regular din of zeisim va'anavim, and therefore it's not considered a schash of ochel, like it's a liquid. Liquid is lower level ochel than solids, and therefore you make a bracha shahakol.
So why is on vegetable soup, the Gemara says that you say ho'adoma, even though you strained out all the vegetables. So why do you say ho'adoma?
Because there you actually, you had the food that you just cooked. But here it's not food cooked, you're just squeezing, you're not cooking. So whenever you squeeze something, that's a lower level, it's not a special.
Yeah, the Rishonim say that. The Rosh says, like, that's called La Loch
and then you say Shehako.
If you just squeeze out, vegetables, then you say
shahako.
But if you cook the vegetables in it, then it becomes ladama.
Right.
But over here, but by the beer also, they used to cook. They used to cook the. They still do. They cook the grain, the kernels of grain, with the water. So that's what Taisus asks. So why shouldn't shecha be the same as maya de silka and meishlokas? That should also be.
Well, because when it comes to cooking the beer, you know, with the wheat, it's just the flavor, it's the tongue. It's not like mamashas of the vegetable being cooked. When you cook a vegetable, so it was mamashas that becomes liquefied. But when you make beer, it's just tongue.
No, a lot of times the mamashas doesn't become liquefied. You cook the vegetables with water, then you strain out all the vegetables.
But originally, originally when you cook. When you cook it, the cooking process takes the, you know, the solid
takes
stuff.
Takes the flavor out.
Not just the flavor.
I think so. That's what Hashem say. If you cook the vegetables, then you say bar pri hadam, and the vegetables soup, even though you strained out all the vegetables. But just squeezed it out, then it's there beyond, but then it's going to be shahak.
Right.
That's correct. That's quoted lahalach and shulchan aruch. But here, Tosfos is still bothered with the question. Here, you cook the kernels of grain with the water in order to make the beer. And you cook it, that it should have a heavy flavoring of the kernels of grain. So why shouldn't that also be bari min mezonos or bari pri hadam or something? You say bari min mezonos if you eat cake or cookies. If you eat Wheaties, you say bari min mezonos. If you eat kernels of grain, the Gemara says you say bari pri hadam. So I don't know exactly what Tosfos kasha is. Tosfos kasha is the wording of Tosfos is, why don't you say bari min mezonos on beer? What? You wouldn't have said bari min mezonos on eating the kernels of grain. So maybe we should tone down the kasha. Maybe we should say the kasha is not for bari min mezonos, you should say bari pri hadama. Like if one would eat the kernels of grain, whatever. So the kasha is, no, you cooked it over here. It's also gekocht. So if you cook the kernels of grain with the water to give the flavoring, and then you strain out all of the kernels of grain, like you strain out, you're not pureeing it. Like you strain out all of the vegetables, the hakam over there, it retains the bracha of bar pri adama on the vegetable soup, and here it's not bar pri adama, bar min mezonos. So Tosfos says, no, all beverages are shakal. That's the rule. That's the rule. They only made chiluke brachas on oichlim, and on mashkim they never made chiluke brachas. So that's the shadow. So what's with soup? So that's what the Achrayim say, no, soup is a maichel, soup is not a mashkin. They point out that that's what Rashi calls it, a maichel. Rashi on Laman Hay on the base, when he talks about anigron was the vegetable soup, that if you pour it in the shemazayas, then you're going to say, and you pour it in a lot, he's not feeling well, a choshish bigron, he's not feeling well. Notice in shemen har base, the ikur is going to be the shemen. So Rashi calls it a maichel. Soup is a maichel. Soup is not a mashke. The difference between a maichel and a mashke is not that one is liquid, one is solid, but rather one is a food and one is a beverage. A beverage is something that people drink when they're thirsty. And a food is when someone is hungry, wants to get a little nutrition.
What about grape juice?
Good question.
It's like the government of grape juice, but
right.
Grape juice is a mashke, especially because that Tosfos said, what if you're going to drink beer and it turns out it's grape juice? So you see that beer and grape juice are in the same category.
right. We'll get. That's what we're leading up to. That test we're going to get to in a minute. So, yeah.
And schnapps is
polar and schnapps is right. That's exactly the problem. People all say shahakal on schnapps. So that's a question. It's not a beverage.
Sure.
Even in Russia, where they drink vodka like water, but they don't drink it like water. They don't drink it like as a beverage. They don't drink it when they're thirsty. They drink other things when they're thirsty. They drink vodka if they're like soup. It's like soup. So that's where Rav Chaim Volozhiner is quoted as saying that Chaim Volozhiner was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, so he used to pick on the Chassidim, like the Vilna Gaon picked on the Chassidim. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says the common practice that the Chassidim have, that they say Kiddush on Shabbos morning over a cup of schnapps. So he says that's not Chamar Medina. He said, that's like a bowl of soup. How can you say Kiddush of a morok? He says, schnapps is like morok. So what exactly does he mean? So Mustafa, that's what he means, that schnapps is not a beverage, bichlal. In order to be called Chamar Medina, it has to first start off as being a beverage. If it's bichlal, not a beverage, it's a maichel. There was a great goyin who was killed by the Nazis. Many goyim were killed by the Nazis. So one of the men who was killed was the Kozhik Lava Goyim. You go to the fifth floor in the library of 5A, I think 5A. It was dedicated by his brother in memory of this, Kozhik Golova Goyen. So he was the Rabban Kozhiklov before the First World War. And then the First World War destroyed Kozhiklov, so he had no more Rabbanis. And then when Meir Shapira founded the Lublin Yeshiva, so he engaged the Kozhiklov that he should give shir in the yeshiva. And then he was in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was one of the survivors of the Warsaw Ghetto, and then they killed him at the end. They killed all the survivors at the end. So he has a tshuva where he comes to defend the practice. It was a chesidishe, so he comes to defend the practice that they say kiddush over a tiny cup of schnapps and it doesn't have a revius. So he says it doesn't need a revius. All it needs is a kazayis because it's a meichel. He says the shear for meichel is kazayis. And he says, who says that schnapps is a meichel? He says the kamarna. There was a chesidishe rebbe known as the kamarna. He wrote a pirush on mishnayis taharis. I don't know why. You have to ask the chesidim. I think he only had a pirish printed on Taharas. I don't know if he has on the rest of Mishnayos. You have to ask our expert who's not here on Mishnayos. So he says the Kamarna writes on Mishnayos like that, that schnapps is a meichel, schnapps is not a mashke, because it's not a beverage that people drink when they're thirsty. So then, if that's where Rav Chaim, he says this to defend the practice, why they have such a tiny cup. So, but once you come to that realization that it's a meichel, then Rav Chaim Balozhin should be right. It's bechlal not a chamar medina. It's a seifel shel morak. It's like soup. That's why Prime Balozhin is saying it should be a meichel. Shouldn't he consider the mashke? There's a Mishnah in Krisis that's quoted in the end of Masechah Shabbos about a mother nursing her baby. So the Gemara discusses the milk that comes out from the mother's body is only mikabel tuma if it had heksher. If it had some water, one of the design mashkin. Oichel maron mikabel tuma if it has mashke, if it has heksher mashke. Mashke ma'alulim lekabutum. Mashke ma'alulim without rinsing them off, without mixing in any water. Anochel ma'alulim lekabutum if it has hechsher. So the Gemara says that the milk that the mother is nursing her baby, that milk is only mekabutum. The Gemara has a case. The mother is tamei. When the milk comes out from her body, the milk is mekabutum from the mother, and then the baby drinks it, so the baby becomes tamei with the rabban. Tumas agviya. That if a person eats Oichlamat mashkim that a tome, say the person who eats it, the person who swallowed it becomes tamei v'drabah. It's called tumas agvir. So the Gemara says that the milk that comes out from the mother's body is only mekabel tumah if it'll be hukshul lekabel tumah. So Tosfos says the Masechah Shabbos, a big fat Tosfos on Omer Aleph. Why does it need heksher? Milk, the chol avisha is mashke. So Tosfos says no, this is kol machol shel atinoi. This is not a beverage that the tinoi drinks. This is what do they call it? Metrikel. They used to have years ago. They still have it. People on a diet, they buy this can, and that's all they drink for breakfast, lunch, and supper. That's kol machol shavar, and that's all they eat. So Tosfos says, if that's kol machol, even though it's in a liquid form, but that's not a beverage. That's called an oichel. That's called a meichel. So a meichel, in order to be mekabel tumah, has to have heksher. You have many sources like that. That you have something is in a liquid form, it's clearly a liquid, not a solid, but it's still called a meichel, it's not called a mashke. So that's what the classical poskim say over here. That when you have, when do you say bari priho eitz? When is the correct nusach abrocha and shem izayis bari priho eitz? As is muchach from the Mishnah says, chutz menayayin is bari priho eitz. That's only when you're drinking the shem and zayis, derech hanigron, and Rashi comes, derech hanigron is a min meichel hu. But if you would have something derech mashke, so then Tosfos claims that the rule is that all mashke. Where did Tosfos get that from? Tosfos says that the rule is all mashke is shahakol. They got it from that Gemara. Take a look on Lamed and Chesem and Aleph. Tosfos says on Lamed and Chesem and Aleph. They got it from the Gemara in the beginning, right in the middle of Lamed and Chesem and Aleph, in between the tiny letter Zayin and the tiny letter Ches on the Daf. The Gemara has right in the middle, smack in the middle of Amud Aleph, there's a period, and it starts a new paragraph, Shtisa. Rav HaMashach, Nimed Varish Ma'olam, Abarim Minim Ezeinus. I think years ago, I don't know, maybe they still remember, when I was a little boy, they used to have chocolate milk in a container, and the chocolate milk used to have flour mixed in, that it should be thicker. So you had to shake it up in order to evenly distribute the flour. So that's what the Gemara is talking about, some kind of a shtisa, some kind of a beverage, and they mix in flour to make it thick. So it's a machlekes. It sounds like a machlekes samarayim. Rav Shmuel, what's the correct bracha? Is it shakal nimidvara? Is it barim in mizaynus? Amar avchizda v'loy pligi. They're not arguing. They're talking about different shtisa. In his city, the shtisa was shahakal. His, or sometimes it's going to be shahakal, and sometimes it's going to be barim in mizaynus. V'loy pligi hove ove hove rako. If it's thick, ove lachila avdi lo. If it's very thick, then people eat it. Then they eat it like a soup. Achila Abdilah said, then it qualifies to be Barbin Mizainus. Or Baraka, Raka Lirafuka Abdilah. So that's going to be Shahakal. So why is the Raka Shahakal? So the Gemara doesn't explain. So some Rishainim claim the Ra'or has a Masechas Brachas, the Ra'or has a commentary on the Rif. It's available in stores. So every so often in Shulchan Aruch they quote something from this Ra'or. So there's a Ra'or, and Shulchan Aruch quotes this Ra'or over here. Whatever people only drink lirafua is always shahakal. It can be the fancy machl, should have been mezainis, ha'etz, ha'adama, whatever it should have been, it isn't. If people only eat it or drink it lirafua, it's lower down, the chashivas is lost, and it's lower down to the level of shahakal. So the Mishnah Berurah says that Rav HaPos can reject the Ramor's psak, because based on the Ra'ah, they don't accept that. So what is the pshat in the Gemara? So the Ra'ah learns Pshat in Gemara, if it's Raka, the Rafur Kabdullah, the Rafur knocks it down. Really, the bracha should have always been Bein Baraka, Bein Bava, the bracha should have been Barimini Mizonis, because Kol Sheyesh Mamachamesh is Mini Dog, and even if it has less than 50% of Dog, and it should still be Barimini Mizonis. But the reason why Raka is different is because the Rafur, whatever is the Rafur, is knocked down to Shakal. So the Mishnah Berurah says we don't follow that Pshat. So what Pshat do we accept in the Gemara? So Taisus learns a Pshat. If it's Raka, so it's Shtiya. If it's ove, then you made it into a soup. Lachila kabdilo. If it's lachila, if it's liquid, the thing is shtisa, it's liquid. But sometimes it's very, what's the word? Viscous. Sometimes it pours very easily and sometimes not. My professor of chemistry didn't speak English well. He was studied in the Sorbonne. Professor Soloveitchik. It was Rav Soloveitchik's brother. So he used to call it viscosity. I don't know what the correct pronunciation is. I mispronounced it the way he mispronounced it. Whatever. So the Gemara says if it pours very easily, raka, then it's a mashke. So Tosfos says whatever is a beverage is shakal. Tosfos got it from this Gemara. That's how Tosfos learns pshat. That's why the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim accept that last line of Tosfos, because they hold that that's the pshat in the Gemara. Raka le refu abdila, not like the Ra'ah says, the emphasis on the refu kabdila, whatever is the refu loses all of its chashivas and it falls down to the level of shakal. No, whatever is raka, if it pours very easily and it's mamish beverage, so whatever is intended as a beverage is going to be shakal. And if it's over l'achila abdila, or an achila, that's like a soup, so then it's going to, then it can have brachas pratiyos. So let's say on he mentioned on borscht. So the different kinds of borscht. So sometimes the borscht has chunks in it. So that's clearly a soup. Sometimes the borscht, even if it doesn't have chunks in it, people put in sour cream. I don't know. I never drink borscht. People put in things that sometimes they drink the borscht in a bowl. Sometimes they heat up the borscht and they drink it in a bowl with a spoon. So the mamish, they're eating it as soup. Sometimes they drink it in a glass. I don't think the din is going to depend whether you drink it in a glass or you eat it in a bowl. But sometimes that's a similar dover. If you drink it in a glass, sometimes that's an indication that you're drinking it as a beverage. Sometimes you eat it in a bowl. That's an indication you're eating it as soup. Sometimes it's not an indication, but it's clear that there are different kinds of borscht. Sometimes it functions. Its role is one of a beverage, and sometimes its role is one of a soup. So whenever it's a soup, then it's going to have the status of Maya de Sukhya, Meshlokas. And it's going to, if you cook the vegetables in the water, then it's going to have the Bracha Bar Pri Hadama on it. But if you drink it as a beverage, then the Klal of Tesis will prevail. Whatever is a beverage is going to be Shakla. It's not supposed to be any Brachas Mefrot. Going back to that Tesis there, so Rabbi Kivega raised the issue. Tesis says Halachet, that he's not happy with. That you're supposed to recite Bar Pri Hagofen on wine. What if by mistake a person said Baruch Hu? Right? So Tosfos says not Yotze B'diyeva. So Rabbi Kivega thinks we shouldn't paskin like that. We should paskin like the Ginas V'rodim, Shulman's Ginas V'rodim, that B'diyeva you are Yotze. Okay. So what does Tosfos think that you're not Yotze B'diyeva? So it could be that that's what Tosis is driving at. Could be that wine is really a beverage. We in America, we don't drink. We have good water in America, so we don't need. But there are other countries where the water is polluted. In Italy, in the days of the Ramah has a chew. He says all the water was polluted. Could be it's the same arayam as that. So instead of, they never drank any water. So wine for them was like water is for us. So basically, wine is really a beverage. We only use wine for Kiddush and Abdullah, not because it's as a sacramental connotation to it. But it's not supposed to. Wine is a regular beverage. So it could be that that's what Tosis thinks. That wine is not supposed to be, even though in the Mishnah would appear not so. The Mishnah says, Chutz min ayayin, the bracha should have really been bar piho eitz, because this mashma yetz min azeh samadavim does retain the shame pri. Should have been bar piho eitz. But they made an exception to the law. They gave it a fancier bracha. So it's a doichik in the Mishnah, but that perhaps that's maybe that's what Tosis is driving at. Maybe they think that since wine is a beverage, and beverages are not supposed to have any fancy brachas. Bar piagof, and they're almost talking especially for wine. But the other brachas from Feratis doesn't have. So, but then it's also still a chiddush. Let's say we said the other day, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayyim, that if a person says bar min mezainis on any food other than the mayim melach, so b'di'eved, one is yotze the bracha. Now the Chachamim would have a misakin to say bari minim zayis on all other foods. So the Chayyim says, so what? As long as it's not a sheker, as long as the bracha fits in, even though there never was a takanas Chachamim, if the bracha is not incorrect, so you yotze b'di'eved. Yeah. So one could argue with this Chayyim. One can say that you're not yotze. If you make up your own brachas, you're not yotze. Maybe you're only yotze if you recite a bracha shetiknu Chachamim. So the Mishnah says, "Al kulam in birch shakal ni b'dvar yotzev." He said, "Shakal on any other food, and any food you yotzev b'di'evit." That was a takanas chacham. But if you're going to say bar minim zaynis b'di'evit on another food, true, the Chayyim claims that it fits in. It fits in, but there never was a takanas chacham on that. So one could argue with the Chayyim and say that you're not yotzev b'di'evit. So it could be that Tosis disagrees with that assumption of the Chayyim, and they hold that even though you really can label wine as a bari priha eitz, because Amashkma Yetzman Azeisman often retain the status of pre. Do retain the status of pre. So therefore, it is prehoates, the wine, not only the grapes are prehoates, the wine is also prehoates, like the Shemen Zayis is prehoates. Yeah, but you're drinking it as a beverage. So drinking is a beverage, there never was a Takanas Chacham to have brachas before Ratas of Bar Prehoates and Bar Prehadoma. On beverages, the bracha was always shahakal. So it could be that that's what Tosis means, that even with the yevet, you're not yoytze. And Kevegri asked, how can it be worse than shahakal? Mishnah says, if he said shahakal with the yevet, you're yoytze. So maybe the answer is, kach tikno chachamim, shahakal you're yoytze. But if one, there are those who disagree with the chayot, they hold that if you say bari min mizanis on any other food, even though it's not sheker, even though you're not a derbashkarim, even though the text of the bracha does fit in, but the Chachamim would have a misak in that. So it's a beautiful bracha. You got to still say another bracha. So it could be that that's what Tosis holds over here. That even with the Eved, if you say Bari Priho Eitz on the wine, you won't be Yotzei. Unless you mix in wine into Anigron or something. So then, and it'll be the Iker, it won't be the Tafel. If you mix wine into an Oichel, then it'll be Bari Priho Eitz. But if you're drinking wine, Betoris wine, the wine b'toras wine is a beverage. So beverages, that's Tosis klal based on the Gemara by Shtisa. The beverages, the bracha is always shahakol. Could be that that's what Tosis is driving. Anyway, that's this line in the Mishnah. I'm chudish dika line. On all fruits, you say bar pi huetz, chutz min ayayin. I'm a bar pi agon. Why is chutz min ayayin? You see that yayin should have been. Yayin and Shem Azayis are the two exceptions to the rule. Because we pass them like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Lezer. If the din would have been like Rabbi Lezer, which it isn't, so then we would have said all fruit juices would have been bar pi huetz. But we don't pass them like that. Only chutz min ayayin, min azayis manam. And Zeisman Anavim, that's the machlokes that the Rambam quotes in Perek Ches, Hilchas Brachas, Halacha Hey, by the cotton, by the sugar cane, and that the Shilta Gibbara quoted from the Riyaz also. The three different opinions. The Shilta Gibbara doesn't quote the three opinions, the Rambam quotes three opinions. Is it Bar Prihaitz, is it Bar Prihadoma, and is it Shahakal Nivedvar? So the Rambam argues with the, so that's one machlekes. Is it Bar Prihaitz, Bar Prihadoma? We have to learn the Gemaras yet. How do you decide whether something is a fruit or a vegetable? That's a din deraisa. Does it have a din of arla on that? Arla only applies to fruits, doesn't apply to vegetables. So we'll have to get the next daf has a machlekes b'sham emisil about the details on the din deraisa. So how to determine whether anything is a fruit or a vegetable. But leaving out that machlekes, there's another machlekes, the Rambam and the Gaonim. Do you say bari pri ho eitzo ha adoma, or do you say shahakal neimadvar? So the Rambam is arguing with the Gaonim in two cases. One case, where yamotze tes hapri, he's sucking the sugar cane in his mouth. So if he eats the sugar cane, he chews it and he swallows it, then everybody agrees that he say either A or B. He say bar pri eitzo, bari pri adoma. They just argue which bracha. But he's not chewing and swallowing that. He's sucking it, sucking out the juice, and then spitting out the cane. So that's a machlekes, one machlekes, the Rambam and the Gaonim. Then he has another machlekes, he's not sucking it. That motzit to sapri. He took it and he cooked it and he succeeded in getting all of the sugary flavor out, and then he clears it, and then he makes the rock candy out of it.
Sugar, plain sugar.
What brought did he say? Regular sugar. Yeah. If the sugar comes, a lot of our sugar doesn't come from the sugar cane. From other sources, yeah. But if the sugar comes from sugar canes, I'll go to the machlekes if you want to have a spoonful of sugar. What bracha do you say? You say bari priha something, A or B, ha itzo hadama, okay? Or do you say shakal nimadvar? So the machlek is, what bracha do you say? On the mashkema yoitzim, on the, if I made the rock candy or the sugar out of it, that's the machlek is a rishayim. What's the reason why mashkema zesim, why is mashkema yoitzim and zesim and is different? Why is it then like Rabbi Shu? What is it? My time is Rabbi Shu. It's because Xeris HaKos of Zeis and Navim are different, so it doesn't apply to sugar cane. It doesn't apply to Dvash Tamarim either. Dvash Tamarim will always be Shakal. That's what Taisus and most of the Rishonim say. And then the Halachas Gedailos is from the Gainim. The Halachas Gedailos is the Gainim that the Rambam is quoting over here. That they say, no, you only say Shakal on the Dvash Tamarim if you mixed in water. It's only Kool-Aid. But if you're really eating the Dvash Tamarim itself, since not the Adaita Dehachi, that's why they planted any fruit that you planted Adaita Dehachi. So the Mashkema Yotzim will have the same status as Mashkema Yotzim and Azeisim and Anovim. And some of the, and I imagine probably some of the olive oil will not be, if you had that, they probably now, they have different kinds of olives. Some are planted to eat, for eating purposes, some are planted to get the oil. So if you're going to, let's say you'll make oil from those that are planted, Adas to eat them, maybe it'll be shakal. Maybe those will be shakal. May not always be hoitz, according to these guys. So that's the one machlokes. What bracha do you say on the sugar? On the sugar that you got. If the reason for mashkema yesman is esman and oven being different is because esman and oven is different because not that diet. What's the other machlokes if you're sucking it? The Rambam disagrees there too. So that's what's the halacha over here? Let's say if a person eats an orange, you say bari pri ho eitz. An orange grows on a tree, you say bari pri ho eitz. If you squeeze out the orange, make orange juice, you say shakal nimidvar. He has the orange in his mouth, he's chewing and chewing, then he's going to spit out the whole pulp. He's only going to swallow the juice. So what bracha do you say? A guy is sucking out the juice from an orange in his mouth, and then he spits out all the pulp. Doesn't want to swallow, just wants to swallow the liquid. So that's the machlokes ha-goyinim over here. The goyinim say, if you... The Rambam says, even on such a thing, he says only shahakal nivedvar. He doesn't see that should be ha'etz either. You plan in advance only to swallow the liquid that comes out, only the juice that comes out, and you're going to spit out the whole pulp of the sugar cane. And the Gaonim say no, even though it sounds from the Gaonim, even though you look in the Tur, and you look in the Kesef Mishnah over here, they have a whole discussion. So some of them are explaining the Gaonim, if you motze tesapri, that has to, even though you're going to spit out the whole pulp of the sugar cane later, you're just going to swallow the juice. No, but if you're sucking out the juice from an orange, that's how it's. They hold that's considered achila. It's not called shtia. So it's an afkamina for what the bracha should be, whether ha'etz or shahako. Afkamina, how much you have to swallow? Do you have to swallow a kazayis to say a bracha achrayna? Do you have to swallow a revias? If it's achila, then kazayis is enough. And if it's called shtia, then you need Revius Nachmina for Yom Kippur. What's the Shia for Kores? Whether a Kokasev is Hagasa or Kimaloi Lugma. Kama the Kama Nachkamina.
You can chew anything.
Does make sense to you? No, they don't need to chew them. So that's another svarin, not to say ho'aitz and another argument. Okay. That's a svar to distinguish between an orange. And an orange, if he chews the orange and he spits it out, spits out the pulp and just swallows the juice, maybe that is called achila. But over here, you can't say it's called achila, because no normal person would ever eat it. Okay, that's a svar l'chal. It's a strong svar l'chal. Okay. We'll have to look some more in that drama. Yeah, what is the Mishnah continue? Our Paris or Aratama Bar Prihua Doma, and vegetables. The difference between fruits and vegetables, this distinction is only on the level of the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, there are differences also. Take according to the Rambam. Maisa Yerek is only with the Rabbanan, and Perisu Ilan are the Raisa. All Trumas and Maisras. And Perisu Ilan, according to the Rambam, are the Raisa. Most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. We don't follow that Rambam. We pask him that only Dogu Kirish V'Yitzar is Trumas and Maisras, the Raisa. Everything else only with the Rabbanan. And all the other fruits are only trumas and maizes midi rabbanon, but there are still differences between fruits and vegetables. The din of arlo only applies in the titan kol eitz michael, only if it's a fruit that grows on a tree. If it's a vegetable, so there's no din of arlo. What else? How do you determine what year? Let's say if the pears grew in 1 year, this year is the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, but this is a maizer on a year. And the last 2 years were a Maaseh Sheni year. The fifth year and the fourth year are a Maaseh Sheni year. So how do you determine the fruits are not so yekish that they should only grow between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah? They're sloppy. They start growing before Rosh Hashanah, they grow into the next year. So how do you decide which year it belongs to? So the Gemara says the Yerik, you go Basa Lakita. By vegetables, you go Basa Lakita. And Perisilon, you go Basa Chanata. By a certain stage of growth in the fruit. So that's also a din. That may be a din deraisa. If the shot is at a din deraisa, then maybe that itself is only a din of the rabbanon. That may be a din deraisa. How do you determine what year it belongs to? The difference between fruits and vegetables on the level of deraisa. So the Gemara is going to discuss. We're going to be borrowing dinim deraisa, but to get to trumas and maisus, and to get to orla, where we distinguish between fruits and vegetables, and we're going to be applying them. Tomorrow is going to be applying these distinctions with respect to Bar Pi Adoma versus Bar Pi Hoetz to determine what bracha to say. This is all going to be patterned after Dinam Derais. And then the last part of the Mishnah we already discussed last week. Maybe green vegetables are different from the other vegetables. Maybe melons are Bar Pi Adoma. But maybe on Yerokos, on green leafy vegetables, maybe that should say bari mini deshoim, because in Bria Soilam in Parshas Bereishis, we're talking the nusach habracha is bari pri adam bari pri yoy, it's bari. So in the Parsha Bria Bereishis, when it talks about the Bria, so the deshe is singled out separately. The beauty is of the opinion that you have to have a bracha mefuretes, you have to be mefart as much as possible. So Gemara wants to know what is the source for this institution of reciting Brichas Hanenin. So Gemara dug up this pasuk by Revai. It says the pears that grow the first 3 years on a tree are orlo, and they're asa b'achila, asa b'ano. And the pears that grow on the fourth year have the status of Revai. And what do you do with Revai? Kodesh Ilulam Lashem. What does that mean? Very unclear. So there's another parsha in Chumash that speaks about Maaseh Sheni. This is Netter Revai. There's another parsha that talks about Maaseh Sheni, that on the first year and the second year and the fourth year and the fifth year, after you mafresh Trum Gedolah Maaseh Rishon, then you mafresh Maaseh Sheni. And the Maaseh Sheni you either bring to Yerushalayim and you eat it there with Kedusha v'Tahara, or Kirchak Mimcha Mokin Kilo Silchal Seisi Kiv Erechecha Hashem Alakecha. If you live too far away from Yerushalayim, man, it was so much such a bountiful blessing, and it's going to be prohibitive. It'll be so expensive to schlep all the stuff to Yerushalayim. It'll cost you more than the peres are worth for the transportation alone. So the Gemara gives you, the Torah gives you a break, and the Torah gives you the ability to be poida. You transfer over the kedusha of the peres of the Maaser Sheni onto money. You bring the money to Yerushalayim and you buy Baka Batona B'yayin of Ashechar, and you eat that B'kedusha B'tar. That's called Lakuach B'kesef Maaser Sheni. So that's a description of what you do with Maaser Sheni. The Torah never gives you a description of what you do with Netar Ravai. Leaves you hanging. Holy. Kodesh Hilulam L'Hashem. Holy, holy. So what do you do with it? So we learn out of Gzera Shavit, Kodesh Kodesh Mi Maaser Sheni. Has the same dinim as Maaser Sheni.
Do you need shalom b'shalom when you do the pigeon?
What do you mean shalom b'shalom? What if I want to cheat the Maaser Sheni? Have $10,000 worth of to provide Maaser Sheni. I want to cheat them and switch all the kedusha onto a dollar.
Yeah.
So lechatchila, the Gemara says for sure you're not allowed to cheat Maaser Sheni. What's the shayla b'diyevid? What if b'diyevid you did cheat the Maaser Sheni? He has tons and tons of Maaser Sheni and that to provide. $10,000 worth, and he says everything should be mechulo on $1 worth of money. So that's what Tosis has a chiddush. It never says in the Gemara. Tosis has a chiddush that just like we have a din in the Gemara, the hegdish of money shechilo shall be put in mechulo. That if you pay the hegdish is worth thousands of dollars. Pay the hegdish on $1, but the evidence chal because ein ainor the hegdish is not din of ainor. No means I give too little or too much. There's no din of ainor. But the yevid, the Gemara said, l'chatchili, not allowed to cheat hegdish. But the yevid, if you cheated hegdish, you leave it the way it is. Em is manazeh, the Gemara says in the end of Erchem, is manazeh, ein magdish and ein marichim. You're not allowed to, let's say a person has a $1 million estate and he's not using it, so he's going to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says it's not wise to do that, is manazeh, just going to be maybe people eat day michshol. What are you going to do with it? There is no gizbashal hegdish. He's going to be able to auction it off to the highest bidder. What are they going to do with it? A house in the middle of New York is going to be, a house in the middle of Yerushalayim is going to be kodesh. Someone's going to, by mistake, be moiled by hegdish. So the Gemara says, eh, magdishim is manazeh. You're not. The Gemara has in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. The rabbis, after the churban by Sheni, prohibited being magdish any kabbanis. Now let it be magdish anything. And if someone was magdish, so the Gemara says in the end of Erechin, he should be paid onto money to remove the kedusha. So people will be allowed to get hanor from it. Otherwise, just going to stand there. Adbias hamashir, it's going to be osav hanor. Someone's going to be moil behegdish. So the Gemara says that since Bizman said there's no pseida to hegdish, hegdish is not going to gain or lose. What I'm going to give, let's say the house is worth, the house, the guy was magdish, the mansion is worth $1 million. So you're going to be paid onto $1 million. So what's with that? So who's going to, someone by mistake is going to use the money. But you're going to leave it in your drawer, in an envelope that says, this money, this $1 million is hegdish, don't touch it. Ad bias hamashiach. So for sure the money is going to disappear. The cleaning lady is going to take it. Or the children are going to use it. Not everybody knows how to read what it says in English. Not everybody knows what it says there. So the Gemara says, that's not smart. So the Gemara says, you should be put onto money. If someone by mistake was magdish, you should be put onto the money. And then throw the money into the Yam HaMelech. So the Gemara says, if you're going to throw the money into the Yam HaMelech anyway, so hegdish isn't gaining anything by you giving the full value. So may as well give a pruta. So if the din would have been that yesh oinor lehegdish, if you give a pruta, you give a dollar instead of $1 million, the pinyon wouldn't even take effect b'diyevet. But because it's a din b'diyevet ein oinor lehegdish, if you cheated hegdish b'diyevet, we leave it like that. So that's why bizman hazeh, we say since it's not pseida to hegdish, so you're allowed to be paid lehatchila on a pruta. So that's what Tosis writes. Tosis applies it to Maaser Sheni and to Netar Ravai. The Tosis right over here, Dibur Maschil Aman D'Toni. So Tosis says a chiddush, and the Gemara never says it. The Gemara never says it. But Tosis holds that din in the Gemara, Eid Anor Lehegdesh, is the whole story, that Bizman, that people would eat Maaser Sheni, Lehatchidi, not allowed to cheat, but the evidence if he cheated, it would be Eid Anor Lehegdesh, would apply to Maaser Sheni and Netar Ravai. So Bizman says even Mutar Lehatchila to do it. Because what are you going to do? You're going to be paid on $10,000, then throw the money into the Yam HaMelech. What does the Yam HaMelech need so much money for? So paid on a dollar and throw the $1 into the Yam HaMelech. So that whole chiddush, that's what Tosa says. The Rambam quotes Goyim who disagree. Goyim said that even as Manazeh, you have to be paid in Maaser Sheni and at the Revai Bishavyom. the full value. The Vilna Goyen added on, and the Bi'ur Agro, he adds on to the Tosfos, he says that this Chiddush of Tosfos, that B'zman Hazeh, we allow you to be paid al Chatchila on a Pruta, on a Shavar Pruta, is because the Gemara has in Kiddush and the Machlekes Satanai, where the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, Mamon Bayim. So the Gemara says, Machlekes Amei Reb Yudah, and usually Amei Reb Yudah Lachik Reb Yudah, and this is an exception to the rule. The Gemara says in the end of the second pair of Kiddush, we pass like Reb Meir, the Ma'aseh Sheni, Mamon Gavoya. So the Vilna Gaon writes in the Bi'ur Agron Yerideya that the Tosfos over here and Pshas, many places, Tosfos always writes that Ma'aseh Sheni to Revai has a din like Hegdash. That's because we passed the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. If we would have accepted the opinion of Rabbi Yudah, the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Bailem, then he wouldn't be able to say Eino Noila Hegdash. It has nothing to do with Hegdash. But because we passed the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, so we treat Ma'aseh Sheni Neter Revai as if it were Hegdash, and we say there's no din of Eino Noila Hegdash. So this man that they really used to eat Ma'aseh Sheni Neter Revai in Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to cheat the Ma'aseh Sheni Lechatchila, but even if he cheated with Michal. And Bizman Hazeh, we would even allow you, we would even permit it lachatchila. Like the Gemara says by Hegdish, the Bizman Hazeh, there's leka pseda le Hegdish. So someone went ahead and was makdish a house, the Gemara says you could even be paid on a pruta, even lachatchila.
The
The difficulty with that Tosfos is Tosfos talks about what do you do with Neter Revai Bizman Hazeh. So Tosfos writes that you pay down the Shavar Pruta. They quote the Shiltas, you pay down the Shavar Pruta. Rabbi Kaveger quotes, Rabbi Kaveger has a kasha. V'cheinu b'Rabbeinu Yoina b'Shulchan Aruch. The bottom of Rabbi Kaveger on Daf Lamed Hem and Al. Says Rabbeinu Yoina and the Shulchan Aruch say the same. They're quoting from the Shiltas. That Bizman Hazeh, when you have Neter Revai, pay down the Shavar Pruta. Yes, the kasha v'tamua le'ikem niyatim chilul chilah, the kodesh kodesh. The Gemara has a gzera shava connecting ma'aseh sheni with Neter Revai. But ma'aseh sheni, there's a din, you have to be paid on kesef sheyesh olav tzura. You can't be paid on the shava pruta. The Gemara says in kol ha'tarakul shava kesef ki kesef. Let's say when you get married, under the chuppas, you give the girl a ring. What good is a ring? A ring is shava kesef. Aisha niknas be kesef. So the Mishnah says the Shavah Kesef is Dina Kikesef. Pigyon HaBen. The Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch Lachatchila can give Shavah Kesef. You don't have to give Daf Kikesef. Give Shavah Kesef. A lot of people today give Shavah Kesef. A lot of people in America give Israeli coins. Israeli coins in America are not legal tender. So that's Shavah Kesef. It's Mutar Lachatchila to give Shavah Kesef. But the Gemara says in Pcheres that there are three cases where the Dina is that Shavah Kesef is not Kikesef. So the main case, one is a hashekel, you have to give dafki kesef, and one is a din derabban and oilas riyah. In the main, the most famous of the three dinim is pidyon ma'aseh sheni. The pidyon ma'aseh sheni can only be done with kesef. You cannot make pidyon ma'aseh sheni with shavah kesef. So that's Rabbi Kivegan's murderous kasha. The Rashash is the kasha. Other rachmanim, they all ask the kasha. How can the shiltas is a sefer psak that's written halacha l'maaseh. He tells you how to do it, and he tells you you paid it, and that the revive is manazan on shavah pruta. Shavah kesef is not acceptable. You have to be paid on kesef. There's one kasha. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow officially there's no school. The building is locked. So I'll tell you what. Maybe we'll learn in the other building. Maybe 9:30. Maybe I'll give a shiur for those who have other commitments. Maybe I'll give a shiur on Inyan Rosh Hashanah tomorrow instead of on Brachas. We'll try to learn in room 101. If it's taken, we'll come to someone else's room. 102, whatever. Okay. Kol HaKadim Zoch. Okay. And then on when we continue on Tuesday, so we'll continue with this. The Tosfos quotes the Psak from the Shiltas. So if you look there, that's the Shiltas Simen Kuf. And Parshas Kedoshim, the Shiltas Simen Kuf. So if you look, then it's Siv there. And his beer on the Shiltas has a fantastic Shia Kloli. He has four kashas, I think. And he gives one teres that for him is all the four kashas. Fantastic, fantastic shikol ter. So maybe we'll start from that on Tuesday. Okay. Let's see, I'm supposed to take attendance. Anybody here? Frankel is here. Jonathan Frankel.